Like Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Anyone who was dating anyone in the early 1990s probably found themselves in a movie theater with Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, Whoopi Goldberg, and, of course, Unchained Melody. The movie Ghost grossed over $505 million at the box office and is still on untold millions of Netflix queues. And most recently, it spawned a musical version, which played Broadway and is now on a national tour. Ghost the Musical has a limited run in Chicago later this week. One of the stars is a Greendale native. Katie Bostotnick plays the lead role of Molly in the musical. She stopped by the Lake Effect studio while she was in town for Christmas, and she told Bonnie North how she got on the musical theater path.
I went to Greendale High School, and I kind of decided during high school I wanted to pursue a career in musical theater. That's what I wanted to do.
Had you sung?
Yeah, I had done shows with my family growing up, just for fun. We did like community theater in the Milwaukee area, and then I, did all the musicals in high school, and I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. So I went to Oklahoma City University and studied musical theater there, and then in March of like 2010, I moved to New York and started auditioning, and I got lucky, this is my second national tour. I was in Rock of Ages as Regina like 2 years ago, and I was on that tour for a year. And now I'm touring as Molly in Ghost the Musical. So very exciting.
It's like the dream of every kid who wants to, be big in show business is to go to New York and to hit it.
Yeah.
And to make it happen. And it happened quite fast for you.
Yeah, it did. Which is, I'm lucky. I'm lucky that, I had lots of people helping me, supporting me. I went to college really helped me. And my family and friends are great.
So for you as a performer, what are some of the things that you really, other than the actual singing, of course, that you needed to focus on to be able to be hired, to be the one that people kind of go to and say,
Yeah, I think it's difficult. They're not just looking for a voice. It's not just about can you sing. Everyone can sing. If you give a good energy in the room, if you're a positive person, if they know you work well with other people. Like once you start working and you have a reputation, and you have to make sure that's positive, that people think of you positively and like to work with you, do you look right? So much of it is out of your control, and it just kind of depends on what that person making the decisions that day thinks, and if you have the right look that day,
Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things about the business is that there is so much that's out of your control.
Yeah, I think it's important to like not let the rejection outside of the business get to you. You kind of have to control what you can control and do your job as an auditioner. And then if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't,
Yeah. So when you're not touring, are you taking classes to keep your skills up?
Yeah, always. It's so important to always take classes and always, like there's cabarets you can do in the city or to keep yourself doing something creative in the meantime. Try to get involved in I did some readings of new musicals. Stuff like that is great,
So for somebody who's looking to do what you did, what are the things you need to do to get to the point where you're ready to audition? Do you need to be able to read music? Do you need to be able to dance, act, all of those things?
It's different for every person, but I think it's important to push yourself to be able to do as much as you can, because the more things you can do, the more boxes you can be put in, and the more possibilities. So if you push yourself to dance, if you're just a dancer, push yourself to sing, push yourself to play an instrument, push yourself to act. If you're more of a singer, you have to do it all kind of now, and they expect you to.
Right, the triple, quadruple threats.
Yeah, even like playing instruments now and dancing, and right. They're doing a revival of cabaret. You got to do it all. So you never know, and I think it's important, just to push yourself to work hard and be able to do as much as you can.
Do you find that there are as many tours going out? I mean, are you able to make a living doing this?
Oh, yeah, totally. There's lots of tours going out, and there's lots of opportunities. Yes, I think there is definitely you can make a living. I mean, you're not – I wouldn't say, go into musical theater to become rich and famous, but it's if it's something you love, and I think the other thing is that opportunities are endless. There's so many other things you can do. Like if you move to New York, you can audition for commercials, TV, all that kind of stuff.
Have you done that?
Some, but nothing has landed yet there, but you never know. Like, I think keeping your options open is good. So.
Right.
Yeah.
For this show, Ghost, mm-hmm. It's such an iconic film.
Yeah.
What is it like to bring it to stage and to play that part?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's hard because people have this idea of Demi Moore in their head and, you know, I don't have the little pixie cut. I mean, I have a blonde wig. So, like, people are like, oh, she doesn't look like her. So I have that obstacle sometimes to go around. I'm like, well, it's not my fault. But I think that it's interesting because you don't want to be – I don't want to be Demi Moore. It's my adaptation of the role. But a lot of the scenes from the musical are similar to the movie. The writer of the screenplay, Bruce Joel Rubin, wrote the book for the musical. So literally, sometimes scenes that you know and love are like plucked from the movie and placed in the musical, and then like a line from the movie has been turned into an entire song. And the music is fantastic too. Dave Stewart and Glenn Ballard wrote the music, and it's a pop rock kind of score. And I think they did a fantastic job. So
that pop rock thing seems to be the way of musicals now.
Yeah, it is.
So you need to be able to sing in that style as well.
Yeah, I like singing in that style. It's fun.
Yeah. How is it being back in the Midwest and being close to home?
Yeah, it's fun. It's really great to be able to tour with the show and be able to come home and be like all these people I did theater growing up with are able to come see me in the show, and my friends and family. The support is so great. People are coming down to Chicago, and then we're also up in Appleton in March, which is just fantastic.
So not quite Milwaukee, but
no,
close.
Yeah.
It's within a drive. I guess probably closer. Well, is it closer to Chicago? No, about the same.
About the same. Yeah.
So in either direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good, though. Yeah. And how long is this tour?
The tour is for a year. So till next September. And they could possibly extend it. So it's a long, it's a nice job for a while.
It is.
It's going to be great.
How do you keep it fresh? That's a long time to be doing the same part.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You know, I think as a performer, you just always have to challenge yourself to be present at work every day. You know, you just have to be there in the moment every day and be reliving those scenes every day on stage and remembering that the audience members are there. Some people seeing that show for the first time every day, and you want to give them as good a show as you did, you know, when you first started. So I think just always reminding yourself of that every show and every day, you know, that it's not about you. It's about who you're telling this story to.
Well, also, I would think it would help that you're in a different theater every
or 2 weeks we're in a different theater. But, you know, the set travels with us. Our crew is fantastic. We travel with the crew, and we have tons of trucks, and our set is massive. We have these two huge video screen walls that move up and down, and they have doors that open, and they kind of make some of the set pieces and these big loft walls, and they do a fabulous job. It's a really tech-heavy show, and it's incredible what they can do. They set our stage every day, but they try to make it backstage the same as much as they can, so we're not, like, totally thrown off every
city. Where's my prop?
Yeah.
Where's this? So, where's that? Yeah. So that helps, you know. Well, but again, it depends on the theater you're in, too,
you know,
because sometimes there's more space.
Yeah, the sound is definitely different.
The sound is always different. I wouldn't envy the sound guys trying to balance everything what you're doing. So are you auditioning or thinking about things ahead? I know you've got, like, almost a year to go on this, but are you having to think that far ahead?
You know, I'm not auditioning or anything because I have this job and I want to stay in this job. But I think it's always good when you have a job to keep yourself in the business. I'm still, like, learning new music and, like, thinking of shows I would like to be considered for or, you know, always keeping myself fresh and reading what's happening. And I've, like, gone back to visit a couple of times, so. Yeah.
Okay. So,
definitely.
Keeping your hand in there, even though you're working.
Even though you're on the road. I think, you don't want to get, like, too comfortable in a job.
Well, because it's going to end at some point.
Yeah.
At some point. Well, Katie, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your holiday time to come and talk to us and, break a leg.
Thank you.
It's fantastic to have you back.
Thanks.
And best of luck in the future.
You too.
Katie Pastotnick plays the role of Molly in Ghost, the musical, which opens tomorrow night at Chicago's Oriental Theater and runs through January 19th. If you miss it there, you can catch the same production on stage in Appleton in April. She spoke with Bonnie North. A conversation with a woman just named the National Ambassador to Children's Literature is when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.